clothes such a twitch that both her feet became uncovered, and she had to creep up the pillows to get them well under again. "Kate does," said Constantia, "and the postman very well might." Josephine thought of her dark red slippers, which matched her dressing gown, and of Constantia's favorite indefinite green ones, which went with hers. Black? 2 black dressing gowns and 2 pairs of black woolly slippers, creeping off to the bathroom like black cats? "I don't think it's absolutely necessary," she said. Silence. Then Constantia said, "We shall have to post the papers with the notice in them tomorrow to catch the Ceylon mail. How many letters have we up till now?" 23. Josephine had replied to them all, and 23 times when she came to, "We miss our dear father so much," she had broken down and had to use her handkerchief, and on some of them even to soak up a very light blue tear with an edge of blotting paper. Strange. She couldn't have put it on, but 23 times. Even now, though, when she said over to herself sadly, "We miss our dear father so much," she could have cried if she wanted to. "Have you got enough stamps?" came from Constantia. "Oh, how can I tell?" said Josephine crossly. "What's the good of asking me that?"